إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، I welcome all of you, and we continue tonight reading from Sharh Aqidat As-Salaf Ashab al-Hadith, the explanation of the creed of As-Salaf Ahlul Hadith, Ashab al-Hadith, the book of Imam As-Sabuni, the explanation of our noble Shaykh al-Allama, Al-Doktor Abi Muhammad Rabi' ibn Hadi al-Madkhali, Hafidhahullah. The last point we mentioned, this is class number 7, by the way. The last point we mentioned is the statement of Al-Imam As-Sabuni, rahimahullah, قَالَ سَأَلَنِي إِخْوَانِي فِي الدِّينِ أَنْ أَجْمَعَ لَهُمْ فُصُولًا فِي أُصُولِ الدِّينِ الَّتِي اسْتَمْسَكَ بِهَا الَّذِينَ مَدَوْا مِنْ أَئِمَّةِ الدِّينِ. He says, some of my brothers in Islam asked me to compile for them, this is Imam As-Sabuni, on his journey to Medina to visit the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On that journey, when he arrived in this area, he, which is called Ahmad Tabaristan, he said, some of my brothers in Islam asked me to compile for them chapters about the fundamentals of this religion, which those who passed away, meaning the Salaf, from among the scholars of the Salaf al-Salihin adhere to. Okay? يقول الشيخ الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله أصول الدين يعني في العقيدة. When he says some of my brothers in Islam, they ask me to compile for them fundamentals, chapters that include and gather fundamentals in the religion, he says meaning in the creed, in the عقيدة. The Sheikh says, Sheikh Rabi'i says, انظروا هذا الرب ما قالوا نريد رأيك وإنما قالوا للإمام الصابوني بيّن لنا العقيدة التي مضى عليها سلفنا. Very important point. From the beginning of this book, Sheikh Rabi' حفظه الله تعالى says, pay attention to the wordings in this question, this request of these people. They didn't say to him, we want your opinion. What is your opinion about this or that? Rather, they say, they were very specific, and they say to him, make clear to us the aqidah, the creed of that creed that our Salaf al-Salih, from the companions, of course, when he says Salaf al-Salih, it's the companions in the first place, and the tabi'un, and atba' al-tabi'un, and then the a'imma of this deen, and whoever adheres to their way, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ, anyone who adheres to the way of the Sahaba and the way of the tabi'een, they are from the Salaf. So they didn't say to him, oh Shaykh, give us your opinion. No, this is the tariqah of Sufiyya, the Sufis, and they just follow the opinions of their Shaykhs. Whatever the Shaykh says, that's always enough for them, without trying to say, look, this is the deen of Allah. And this Shaykh, he's not a prophet. Okay? He may be famous, but this is not the man that Allah sent to us. Okay? Allah sent the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it's okay with us. This man is a big Shaykh. MashaAllah, we respect him, but we can follow him as long as he's calling us to that which the Sahaba were upon. If he does that, alhamdulillah, we follow him, because we're not following him in reality. us and him, we still following that which the Prophet ﷺ was upon, and he has left for his companions. So this is very important. We learn from this that when you want to ask a question, don't go to an imam or go to a student of knowledge or say, what do you think about this? This is the deen of Allah. You want what that man think? No, you said to him, what do you know? If you want to ask about the aqidah, ask what our Salaf al-Salih were upon in this. How the Prophet ﷺ performed these actions of worship. How the Sahaba Ridwanullah alayhim adhere to this. What was their understanding of this ayah, this hadith? How they implemented them? See? So we don't ask, what do you think, akhi? What is your opinion? So this man, this is very important for us to understand. They said to him, make clear to us the aqidah. They didn't say, what do you think about the aqidah? They know that there is a aqidah of the Salaf. All what's their problem is that it's not clear to them. So they went to an imam in the aqidah salafiyyah, and they asked him to make clear to them the aqidah that our Salaf, they adhere to. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله وهو سينقل النصوص التي كان يحتج بها السلف وأقوالهم النصوص وأقوالهم في بيان هذه النصوص من القرآن والسنة ومواقفهم سيذكر مواقفهم ممن خالف هذه النصوص سيبين لهم هذا. So the Sheikh Rabi' حفظه الله says, and الإمام الصابوني in this answer to this people's request, he will mention the texts. He's not just going to tell them that the aqidah of the Salaf is this and this and this. No, he's going to mention the texts that the Salaf they used to use as proof. He's going to bring their statements as well that make clear these texts. Because if you bring this very important point as well, because sometimes Ahlul Bidah, they may bring you an ayah from the Quran. The Khawarij, they bring ayat, ya akhwan. The Khawarij who make takfir. And the Muslims, they bring ayat from the Quran. But now, what makes the difference? So some people who don't know, they like, oh yeah, he have ayah, akhi. What are we going to do now? He says, قال الله. What is the understanding? It's very important. He said, he brings the texts that the Salaf, the Sahaba and the Tabi'een, they had as a proof for this fundamental principle of the Aqidah, and their statements too. They make clear these texts of the Quran and the Sunnah. Likewise, in this book, Al-Imam al-Sabuni, he mentioned the positions and the stand of Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, as-Salaf al-Salih, against those who oppose these texts. Those who oppose the text of the Quran and the Sunnah. He made all that clear to them. ثم قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه تعالى فالسؤال مضبوط. Look at the accuracy of the question. The question is accurate. You gotta have accuracy in the question. أن إجمع له أن إجمع لنا فصولا في أصول الدين التي استمسك بها الذين مضوا من أئمة الدين وعلماء المسلمين والسلف الصالحين. هكذا السؤال. Compile for us chapters about the fundamental principles, meaning the aqidah, the creed, as the Shaykh Rabi' says, that the imma of the deen and the scholars of the Muslims, they adhere to, they follow and adhere to among the Salaf al-Salih. قال وهدوا ودعوا الناس إليها في كل حين ونهوا عما يضادها. يعني هذه الأصول والعقيدة هدوا ودعوا الناس إليها في كل حين ونهوا عما يضادها. He says this عقيدة of the Salaf that they not only they adhere to, they adhere to it, but also they guide the people to it. They adhere to and call the people to it at all times. في كل حين. Likewise, they refute and speak against everything that opposes it. They speak against everything that opposes it. قال الشيخ هذه أعمال السلف. He says, Imam al-Sabuni here in this sentence, he's highlighting the actions of the Salaf. What is these actions here? بَيَّنُوا الْعَقِيدَ الصَّحِيحَ الْمُسْتَمَدَّ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَالسُّنَّةِ. They make clear the sound aqidah. And for the aqidah to be sound, it has to be taken from the proper sources. The book and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال الشيخ بن باز وشيخ فوزان وغيرهم لأن العقيدة توقيفية لا يتكلم فيها إلا بدليل من القرآن والسنة الصحيحة. Because the aqidah, it deals with the umur of the unseen. So therefore no one has the right to say anything about in the aqidah unless that person is coming from the book of Allah and the sound sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. العقيدة لا تؤخذ من المنامات والخرافات وعادات الناس. The aqidah, the creed, is not taken from dreams. Some sheikh has a dream, now he calling the people to that, make it a aqidah, a part of the aqidah of the Muslims. لا. Nor it is taken from the customs of certain people, nor just because some sheikh said so. Now it is taken from the Quran and from the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال يعني أئمة الدين وعلماء المسلمين بينوا هذا. He says that the أئمة of the religion, the scholars of the Muslims, of course, in the first place when we talk about the scholars among the Muslims, we're talking about the Sahaba in the first place, and their students, and those who followed them upon good, and then in every hiqba, every generation, there is أئمة, the great scholars of that time. They make clear to the Muslims this aqidah. وَدَعَوِ النَّاسَ إِلَيْهَا. Now they make it clear so that it can be distinguished, distinct, not be mixed. Gotta be clear. So that we don't be confused. Alright? You know this is the aqidah. So when somebody is calling to something else and claiming that they are the haqq is with them, you're like, oh, you can talk all you want, because I know my aqidah. Like they says, one of the persons come to Imam Malik and he wants to argue with him, you know, have a conversation about, because the other person who was upon Dalala, Imam Malik said to him, listen man, I know my religion. If he confused about yours, go find it. I know what I'm upon. So you need to know what you're upon, ya akhi. You can't just be a Muslim by affiliation. Just Muslim for years because you were born in a Muslim country. That's why if you see some Muslim, that's any wind come and take them. Any wave that came, they ride it. So for a little bit, they are Ash'aris. Why? Because that Imam, especially in the Masajid of Ahlul Bid'ah and Dalalat and Hizbiyah, they keep changing the A'imma because they bring the Imam and tell him what to do. Okay? If the Imam don't do, they fire him, bring another one. And they don't care. They just bring somebody who has PhD. I don't know where from. They don't care about his aqidah or his manhaj. So now for a year or two, they bring Ash'ari. So people, they learn Ash'ariya, aqidah Ash'ariya. Then they fire him, they agree with him, they hire another Imam. What is he? Habashi. Oh, wow, wow. They don't care. Ikhwan Muslimin. But this man, he has a degree from Jamia, he speaks Arabic, he memorizes Quran. He got credential. But he doesn't know aqidah. He doesn't have the aqidah salaf. So we find the people who don't know, now they are Habashi, they don't even know what it is. Then after a couple of years, they mu'tazili, they Sufi, mutakhabbitun masakin. The Shaykh says, look at the role and the virtue and the merits of the Salaf. They make clear the aqidah. Because they didn't make it clear to us. Did we learn from the Sahaba? Were we like alive in the time? No. So they made it clear to their students. Who themselves, they make it clear to their students. Who make it in a golden chain until this time? You see how it is? قال ودعوا الناس إليها. And they call the people to this aqidah. After they make it clear to them, they tell them, look, now it's clear, now you adhere to it. Allah yubayyinuha wa yadhhab yanam. Allahu Akbar. He says, the person who is upon the aqidah of the Salaf, he doesn't just make it clear and go to sleep, the Shaykh says. بل يقوم بدعوة ونشاط وتبصير الناس ودعوتهم إلى ما كان عليه رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام وأصحابه. He says, a person who wants good for the people, wants to be upon the path of a salaf, a salih, it's not enough to just make clear the aqidah. He says, this is the aqidah of the salaf, this is the text from the Quran, this is the understanding of this text, this is the ahadi, and this is the correct understanding. See you later, guys. No. The Shaykh says, no. He has to make a da'wah. You make it clear, call to it. With nashat, energy. Not lazy way. No, he has energy and he wants it with love, with passion. He wants to that the people, this aqidah, get to them. Why? Because he wants the people to adhere to that which the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his companions they were upon. Not just to whatever the majority, because some people they just follow the majority. Some people they just follow whatever their country is upon. It takes one man that speaks their dialect and he takes how many people with him? Just because he speaks their dialect. They feel like, oh, this one of us. No. We have to adhere to the aqidah. So therefore the people at du'at who are upon the Salafiyya, they have to understand the aqidah of the Salaf correctly, and they have to do some work. Put it out there. Teach the people. You see the action of the Salaf? It's not just talk. It's like following what the Salaf they did. وَنَهَوْ عَمَّا يُضَادُّهَا وَيُنَفِيهَا. Likewise, not only they tell the people, adhere to the aqidah of the Salaf, this is the right aqidah, but also they forbade them from adhering to anything that opposes it. What that mean? The Shaykh says, يُبَيِّنُونَ لِلنَّاسِ الْحَقَّ الَّذِي كَانَ عَلَيْهِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ وَأَصْحَابُهُ وَدَلَّ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابُ وَالسُّنَّةِ يَدْعُونَهُمْ إِلَى هَذَا وَيُبَيِّنُونَهُ لَهُمْ وَيُحَذِّرُونَهُمْ وَيَنْهَوْنَهُمْ عَمَّا يُدَادُّ من العقائد الضالة عقائد الجهمية والمعتزلة والمرجئة والخوارج والروافد وما شكل ذلك لأن الله تبارك وتعالى أخذ على أهل العلم أن يبينوا للناس الحق الذي جاء به الأنبياء عليهم الصلاة والسلام ولعن الذين يكتمون هذا الحق أو يلبسون الحق بالباطل. The Shaykh Rabi' حفظه الله تعالى, he continued by saying, the Salaf, they make clear to the people the truth, the haqq, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions they were upon. The haqq that has proofs from the Quran and the Sunnah. That's the haqq. The haqq is that, like, look, we have 500, they have only 15. We gotta be right. We're more than them. We got more money, man. Look at them. Look at our masjid. We got a big masjid, mansion. They have a little room. La. The haqq is what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upon his companions. That's the haqq. Regardless, even if one person is adhering to it. Even one person. Has nothing to do with numbers or buildings or money or we have many doctors and you guys have nothing. Ooh, look at all many community they don't even have a job. They're struggling. Doesn't matter. Of course, people, they have to take care of themselves and their families. That's true. But this is not how we look at things. The haqq is that which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upon and his companions. And what is that with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam they were upon and his companions? Kitabullah. Wa sunnatu Rasulillah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he said, the Salaf, they call the people to this. They make it clear to them. They make sure that the people understand it correctly. Not just say it in a khutbah, in a class. People don't know if they understand or they don't. You know what I'm talking about? Just somebody come here and say, Aqidatu Salaf, kada, kada. Oh, alhamdulillah, jazakumullah khair, assalamu alaikum, and he left. They don't know if somebody was sleeping in the class, somebody was not thinking. No, you got to ask a question. That's why Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, he used to ask questions. You want to make sure, are you with us or what? Sometimes the Shaykh said, you, Anta, faddal. Then the man, me? Yes, you. What did you just say? he said, you are not with us, right? You're right, Sheikh. Well, so why you're here then? The Sheikh said to the man, why you're here? Are you here to really to learn, or are you just here to watch me? This is not entertainment. You don't mind if I ask you questions? Because I'm not Ibn Uthaymeen. Alright? Or maybe you're not ready. Okay. Tayyip. Sometimes people, you ask them, they get offended. And when they get offended, they don't come to the class anymore. And when they don't come to the class anymore, that's a big problem. Alright? So I just don't ask. But I may repeat things, inshallah, and focus on one point, because we don't want to just finish the book. But we want, before we go from one paragraph to the other, we want to make sure that we understood correctly this paragraph. And it's in our blood. It's already in us. Not just on our skin, and we take a shower, it's all gone. In drain. Now it's going to be in you. If somebody shake you off, it's still in you. Alright? And you have to be firm in this aqidah, man. Tayyib. So they make it clear, and they warn the people, rather they tell them don't. They forbid them from anything that opposes the aqidah of the Salaf, such as the false creeds, al-aqaid al-dalla, like the aqidah of Jahmiyyah. And we already talked to you about the Jahmiyyah, briefly who they were in previous class. Mu'tazila likewise, we mentioned to you a brief illustration who they are. Al-Murji'a, we didn't talk about them, we're going to mention that tonight, inshallah. Wal-Khawarij wal-Rawafid. Likewise, in the previous classes, we mentioned to you, give you a brief illustration, who was the Khawarij, what is their belief, why they were wrong, okay? It's not because they were black or white or Arab, non-Arabs, no. They were wrong because they opposed the aqidah of the Salaf. They opposed that which the Salaf al-Salih they were upon. That's why they were wrong. Likewise, the Rawafid, the Shia, and the like of them, Sheikh Rabi' says. Why? He says, why the ulama, they do this? Why the ulama, they make clear the aqidah, they adhere? They could adhere to it and go to sleep. Alhamdulillah. No, they adhere to it. They teach it. They call to it. They make efforts to convey it to the people. They want to make sure that it's clear to the people. And also they warn them against what opposes it. All of this. Why? It's because Allah has taken a covenant upon them. It's not just by choice they're doing it. Allah has made it binding upon the scholars to convey the truth and to make it clear. The truth that the prophets and the messengers they came in any moment, any time, those ulama of that ummah, it is binding upon them to make clear to those people, the followers of that particular prophet or messenger, the haqq that Allah want them to be upon. But of course, now we don't say the prophet, we say that which the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upon, because that abrogates all of the previous messages. The only message that everybody should adhere to now is that which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has left for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised those who do this, but also Allah cursed those who conceal the haqq. Those who, they know the haqq but don't teach it, don't talk about it. Or also cursed those who mix the truth with falsehood, wa'iyadu billah. They mix the truth with falsehood. We say we're going to tell you a little bit about the Murji'a, even though the Imam Hafidhahullah, he gave a talk and a class on the Murji'a, I remember? In what class was that? Who remember? Hassan? You even guys have a test. Hassan first, huh? Aqidat Raziyin? That's where it was, Luqman? Al-Muzani? أيوه اختلافنا. طيب. في إن بوث. الله أكبر. أوكي سويس نال اختلاف تضاد. اختلاف تنوع. الله أكبر. Anyway, briefly, I'm gonna mention something about the Murji'a. Who are the Murji'a? طيب. That's the question. He's one of the early sects from the deviant sects that appears in Islam. What they say, mainly, I'm not going to get into details, they say that iman is a statement without action. Don't include actions in iman. You know the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, that iman is a conviction in the heart, belief in the heart, statement by the tongue, and the actions by the limbs. All together. Then they say no, iman is a statement without actions. So they take the actions from iman. So therefore, if a person say, look, iman does not increase, nor does it decrease. This is a statement of Murji'ah. And that person, he may be Murji', or at least he's adopting the belief of the Murji'ah. For that person to say that iman does not increase and does not decrease. But in belief of Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, that iman yazid wa yanqus. Iman increase with obedience and decrease with disobedience. Now them they say that now it does not increase and does not decrease. Al-Imam al-Awza'i rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned from Al-Imam al-Zuhri, these are our Salaf by the way, Al-Awza'i al-Zuhri, that al-Zuhri says مَا ابْتُدِعَتْ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ بِدْعَ أَضَرَّ عَلَى الْمِلَّةِ مِنْ هَذِهِ يعني الْأَهْلِ الْإِرْجَاءِ. Imam al-Zuhri says, there is no innovation that was introduced into Islam that have more harm to on the Muslims or on this religion than this one, meaning irja. طيب أقسام المرجئة. There is different categories. When in Murji'ah, they're not all in the same thing, okay? They don't all say the same thing, but they all upon dalal. Like Murji'at al-Jabriya, Murji' al-Jabriya, wahum al-Jahmiya. They are the Jahmis. Those who follow al-Jahm ibn Safwan. In previous class, we told you a little bit about who he was, this deviant and dal person was. اكتفوا بالمعرفة القلبية وأن المعاصي لا أثر لها على الإيمان. They say, look, the iman is just the heart. Whatever you believe in your heart, and that's it. You're a believer. As for the sins, has nothing to do with iman. The sins, they have no effect whatsoever effect in iman. You have مرجئة القدرية. هؤلاء تزعمهم غيلان الدمشقي وهم الغيلانية. They follow this leader, Ghilan al-Dimashqi, and they call them al-Ghilaniyya. Murji'at al-Karramiyya, Ashab Muhammad ibn al-Karram. What these people they say? They say, al-Iman huwa al-Iqrar wa tasdiq bil-lisan dun al-qalb. See them, they say, Iman is that when you mention it with your heart, or you accept it with your tongue, not the heart. Just the tongue is enough. Okay? مرجئة الخوارج يقولهم الشبيبية الصفوية والصفرية. وبعد الفرق الصفرية الذين توقفوا في حكم مرتكب الكبيرة. They say, look man, we don't say anything about the one who fall into major sins. You know the Khawarij, they say the one who commit a major sin is a kafir, alhamdulillah, in this life, and he will dwell in the fire of hell on Yom Al-Qiyamah. That's the Khawarij. The Mu'tazila, they agreed with them on Yom Al-Qiyamah, the hukm on Yom Al-Qiyamah, but then in this dunya they says he's between. We don't say a kafir, we don't say a believer. Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, they say if the major sin is not from that which take a person out of Islam, that person is still Muslim. He has iman. But he's deficient, فاسق بهذه الكبيرة. But he's disobedient to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. وهناك مرجئة الأحناف. الأحناف عندهم إرجاء. أبو حنيفة وشيخه حماد بن أبي سليمان ومن معهم من مرجئة الكوفة. أخرجوا العمل عن حقيقة الإيمان. Likewise the أحناف. الأحناف they have a lot of إرجاء with them. Those who adhere to the Madhab al-Hanafi. Okay? And there is others, Ikhwan. groups, but this is only in brief. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله تعالى فرضي الله عن علماء هذه الأمة أئمة الحديث والتفسير والفقه. He said, may Allah be pleased with the scholars of this Ummah. This A'imma, the great scholars of Hadith, great scholars of Tafsir, the great scholars of Fiqh. Why he make dua for them? إِذْ بَيَّنُوا لِلنَّاسِ الْعَقَائِدَ وَالْأَحْكَامُ وَالْأَخْلَاقُ وَغَيْرَهَا وَمَا كَتَمُوا شَيْئًا. Why he make dua? Ask Allah to be pleased with them, because they have made clear to the people the creed, their belief they have to adhere to and be upon. Likewise, they have made clear to the people rulings and regulations, what they do, what they don't do, what is halal, what is haram, what is obligatory, what is not, what is makruh, what is forbidden, what is and the like, what is permissible. Wal akhlaq. Likewise, they didn't neglect any field. Likewise, the manners. When you look at the Ahl al-Salaf, when they talk about the akhlaq, you think they don't know anything else but akhlaq. Subhanallah. Until you start reading hadith, tafsir, aqidah, you're like, subhanallah. They didn't conceal anything. The knowledge they know, they convey it to the people. That's why you see, subhanallah, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the people, all the books that you have, they have the haqq, they come from Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ahlul Batil, they don't have anything. They just have the kalam, talk on the minbar yawmul jumu'ah, stirring problems, agitating the laymans. Ah, they go on yawmul jumu'ah. Why you want to wait until yawmul jumu'ah to teach the people? What happened on Friday, Saturday? What if somebody... What if those who die on Saturday and Sunday? Everybody is guaranteed they're going to wait until Yom al-Jumu'ah? No. The ulama of Ahlul Sunnah, they teach the people. But Ahlul Bid'ah, wal-Ikhwan, wal-Ahlul Bid'ah, they agitate the people. They take advantage of them not knowing. Instead to teach them, they just bring them shubuhats. That's why you see them after Jumu'ah, many demonstrations that took place in so-called, falsely, the Arabic, the Arabic Spring, right? If you notice, if you were following the news, it's always those big demonstrations and the big, after what? After Jumu'ah. Why? Because those callers of Dalal, they stir the people. A Muslim should not be like a barrel of Coke, man, or Pepsi. They just shake it and he's agitated. That's it. He blow, he's ready to pop. Right or wrong? But if they put him down, he's nice. Right or wrong? Look at the barrel of Coke. If you put it down, it's nice. Shake it and then open it. What's going to happen? Big mess. That's what I was looking for. Right or wrong? You see? Big mess. That's what happened. They shake them on that Jumu'ah. Oh, it says. And then they go out and cause a big mess. So Allah salam wa afiyah. But look at the water. You can shake it all you want. What's going to happen? Steal the water. Huh? Because it's pure. The Coke has a lot of things. Huh? The water. So you got to be pure, yakhwan. We have to have this pure aqidah. So when somebody come and stir something, you know it. He's touching me. Because you know the aqidah. Those who don't know it, it's easy. Today they're with this person, tomorrow with another one. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله تعالى ولكن رؤوس الضلال إذا وقع المبتدع في الضلال يدفعه ضلاله إلى أن يبرز الباطل وأن يكتم الحق. So after he mentioned to us the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah, ulama al-Salaf al-Salih, their efforts. Look, they're not just calling to the aqidah, they adhere to it themselves. Likewise, we are upon their way. We're not just calling to Salafiyya, Salafiyya. Are we adhering to Salafiyya or what? In everything, in the aqidah, in the ibadat, in the akhlaq, in the dealings with others. We can't just say, oh, we're upon the way of the Salaf. Where is our ibadat? Well, many of us were struggling, man, to just make it to the masjid. Where are we? Are we adhering to the deen of Allah like the Salaf used to be? What is the akhlaq of the Salaf? If you find somebody who says, oh, Salafi, I'm Salafi, how you gotta be Salafi? He cheat people. He still deceive his brothers. Steal, borrow money and wanna fight when they said, Akhi, my money, who are you? You ain't give me anything. $20, you call that money. Why? It's not money. It was money when you borrow it. Many things. They move into a house and destroy the property of their landlord. Why? This is the Salaf used to do this? Who are our Salaf? The Prophet and the companions. What is the karam? What is the generosity? What is it? Huh? What is the karam? What is loving for others what you love for yourself? And hating for the brothers what you hate for yourself? هل سلم إخواننا من ألسنتنا؟ Are the Muslims and our brothers and sisters are safe from our tongues, or are we still backbiting them? We say we Salafis. Who among the Salaf used to backbite? Who among the Salaf that we say we adhere to used to deceive or cheat? Yeah, subhanAllah. So our ulama, they adhere to the aqidah of the Salaf, and they make it clear to the people, and they warn the people against anything that opposes it. كما قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله وأهل السنة والجماعة هم أعلم الناس بالحق وأرحم الناس للخلق. شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله تعالى says, those who adhere to the Sunnah, that's why they call أهل السنة, and they are the people of Jama'ah because they adhere to the way of the companions. That's what unites them. That's why we become Jama'ah, not skin color. Oh, I'm going to be with my people. No, you're going to be with those who adhere to that which the Sahaba they were upon, regardless what dialect they speak, and regardless what color they are upon, and what country they come from. What is taken into consideration? What the aqidah they are upon. Okay? And they warn the people against anything that opposes it. Because, as Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala says, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they are the ones that have knowledge of the truth more than anybody else. And in the same time, they are the most merciful to the creation. Then the Shaykh Rabi'i says, but the heads of dalal, of misguidance and corruption, when one of them fall into dalal, this mubtadi', this innovator fall into dalal and misguidance and he's deviant, his dalal, the falsehood that that person is upon, push him and incite him to put forward the batil, the falsehood, and conceal the haq. They know the haq. Many of those big guys and bid'ah and hizbiyah, they know the truth. But why they didn't promote the truth? Now they promote the batil. The Shaykh is going to tell us why later on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about these people in Surah Al-Baqarah. Shaykh Rabi' hafidhahu ta'ala said, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي هَذَا الصَّنْفِ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنْزَلْنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالْهُدَى مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا بَيَّنَّاهُ لِلنَّاسِ فِي الْكِتَابِ أُولَٰئِكَ يَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّاعِنُونَ. In Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 159, verily those who conceal the clear proofs, evidences and the guidance which we have sent down after we have made it clear for the people in the book, they are the ones cursed by Allah and cursed by the cursers, those who curse. La ilaha illallah. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم إن العلماء وإن العلماء ورثة الأنبياء وإن الأنبياء لم يورثوا دينارا ولا درهما ورثوا العلم فمن أخذه أخذ بحد وافر. Also, he mentioned the hadith that is sahih. It's collected by Imam Ahmad and Abu Dawood and Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah and Ibn Hibban and the hadith of Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. As the Imam al-Albani rahimahu ta'ala declared it sahih, authentic in sahih al-Targhib wa al-Tarhib Verily, the scholars are the inheritors of the prophets. The prophets, they didn't leave anything to be inherited, no dinar, no currency, no dirham. Rather, they have left behind knowledge. And whoever took that, that's the one who took a great fortune indeed. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله فهم ورثتهم أي ورثة الأنبياء يعني العلماء الضمير يعود على العلماء هم فهم ورثتهم في العلم وفي تبليغ هذا العلم ونشره وربط الناس به كل على قدر طاقته ولله الحمد. الشيخ says, so the scholars of the deen, the scholars who adhere to that which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was upon and his companions, they are the inheritors of the prophets, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the scholars in the previous nations, they are the inheritors of their prophets. But in this time, the ulama, they are the inheritors of our beloved Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they are the inheritors in knowledge and in conveying this knowledge. Not just learn it and sit home, stay home. No, convey it. Disseminate it amongst the people. Calling the people to it. Of course, the Shaykh says, every alim according to his ability and his means. According to their means. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله ولله الحمد أنه في كل زمان ومكان يقوم علماء السنة بما أوجب الله عليهم من بيان دين الله الحق والرد على من يخالف هذا الحق. Then the Shaykh Rabi' Hafidh Ta'ala, he praised Allah. He says, indeed, all praise are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we have in every time and every place scholars upon the sunnah. They act upon that which Allah has made obligatory upon them. And that which Allah has made obligatory upon them is to make clear the deen of Allah to the people. Because the Prophet ﷺ dead. He died long time ago. So nobody gonna come and say, no, the Prophet still come to our masjid and teach us. A'udhu billah. Now this is the job of the responsibility now on the ulama. Of the ulama. They make clear to the people the haqq. See, it's very important to pay attention to the wordings of the ulama. Make clear. Because there is the ahlul bid'ah, what dalal, the people of dalal and falsehood, they mix the haqq with the falsehood. And they present falsehood to the people so that the people, they think it is the haqq. And they warn them against the haqq in a way that the people, the laymen who don't know, they think they take the haqq as the falsehood, wal-iyadu billah. But the ulama, look at the fadl and their merits and their virtue, and we have to respect them. And we love them, we make dua for them, we attach ourselves to them. Not to some person here or there. Because they make clear to the people the haqq, the deen of Allah. And along with that, they refute anyone who opposes the truth. They don't refute people based on their citizenship or based on their colors or skin or what country they're from. No. They refute anyone who opposes that which the people should be upon. And the people, they were commanded to adhere to the truth. They were not commanded to adhere to falsehood. The people are commanded to adhere to the sunnah, not to the innovation. So you find the ulama, they call the people to tawheed, and they warn against shirk. They call the people to the sunnah, they warn against innovation. They call the people to the manhaj al-sahih, manhaj al-salaf al-salih, and they warn against the innovated methodologies, the newly invented. That's why we have one of the books, there's so many books, but one of them that is translated in English, very beneficial. We may be reading from it inshallah, if we have some time for that. Al-ajwiba al-mufida, the beneficial answers on questions about the newly innovated methodologies. So the ulama, they make the haqq, but also they refute the falsehood. So when the falsehood is presented to you because the Ahlul Batil, you think Ahlul Batil, they come to you and says, look, in his khutbah, in his class, he says, let me tell you, brothers, all, because I'm on Allah, Allah is my witness. What I'm about to say to you is not the haqq. It's falsehood. You think they do that? No, they don't do it. No, all of them, they fancy and eloquent and present it in a way so that the layman say, yeah, alhamdulillah, barakallahu fi, jazakallahu khair. Because they don't know. And that's why you find the laymen, they follow anybody. Ash'ari come, they follow him. Mu'tazili come, even a Sunni, somebody upon the way of the Salaf, they follow him. Just because, we gotta follow, that's our Imam. And if they follow Ahlul Bid'ah wa Ahlul Dalal, they calling them to destruction. That's why we need to learn the deen, ya akhwan. This is very serious. We gotta thank Allah that we have a facility that allow us to learn the deen. And we don't just follow anybody. Look at the sheep. The goats and sheep. When the butcher taking them to the, to the slaughterhouse. They follow him or not? Huh?
Nah.
A flock of them following him.
Nah.
You know? Why they following him? He's taking them to the slaughterhouse. Why they follow?
Condition.
They don't know where they're going. They don't know. You think those animals, if they really know where this person is taking them, they follow him? I don't think so. That's why as soon as they get them to the slaughterhouse and they smell the blood and stuff, what they start doing?
Running.
They want to run. It's too late. Likewise, we have to learn. We don't just be an easy prey. Ah, yeah, mashallah. Because some mubtadi'ah, they're very eloquent. You think he's just going to come and say, look, this is not what the companions they were upon. And if somebody wants to follow the companions, it's okay. You want to follow me? Hey, it's okay. It's America, madam, brothers. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion. You want to be with me or with the companions? Which one you want to be on? You want to follow what the Prophet ﷺ was upon? Or you want to follow what Tijani was upon? Which one? It's up to you. You have a choice. What would you do? So you're going to say, this guy is crazy. How are we going to put himself out there like that? How are he going to give us a choice? Whether you follow this Sufi Mubtadi' Dal or follow the Prophet ﷺ. But they don't do it this way. They bring the poison in the honey. I know. See? They put it. They hide it. So it's very important for us to know these things so that the aqidah of the Salaf become clear to us. حان وقت الأذان ولا؟ نعم. So in summary to what we talk about today, tonight in this class, as we still reading the explanation of the creed of the Salaf, Ashab al-Hadith, of Imam al-Sabuni, the explanation of Shaykh Rabi' ibn Hadi al-Madkhali, حفظه الله تعالى. Briefly, he explained the statement of Al-Imam As-Sabuni as related to him gathering chapters, or in chapters he gathers the fundamental principles of that the Salaf they were upon, meaning the Aqidah of the Salaf that they were upon, the Sahaba Ridwanullahi Alayhim in the first place they were upon, they adhere to, and they call the people to it. They make it clear to them, they convey it, they disseminate it, teach the people, and in the same way, they refute and speak against and advise the people and warn them against anything that opposes the creed of the Salaf. And that which opposes the creed of the Salaf is the creeds of the people of falsehood, Ahlul Bid'ah wa Dalal. They oppose the creed of the Salaf. So likewise for us, it is very important for us to be grounded in this. Have firm foot in the Aqidah. Don't just say, oh yeah, I'm upon the Aqidah Salafiyah. Okay, tell me what it is, we don't know. Somebody may ask you, says, "Oh, your aqidah salafiyya, alhamdulillah, what is it?" And we don't know. Or you may talk for like 10 seconds and start like stuttering and you don't know what to say. And he may say, and that moment you think like he's on the same page, and he be giving you something from Ash'ari aqidah, for example. And if that person is so eloquent, now you give the mic to him, now you're listening to him. And if he's so eloquent, he's going to get you. Mashallah, now you're like, that's my man. Not only that, you get even worse. Now you're going to, because you're so impressed by him, you're going to call others to him. You're going to call your friends. You're going to go to this masjid. SubhanAllah, he's powerful brother, man. He knows, SubhanAllah. He asked me a question, and I thought he don't know. And as soon as I start answering, and then he start giving me ayat, a hadith, statements of ulama I never heard of. And now, not only did that person, he went and he wrote the wave, now he's calling others to it. But if you're upon the aqidah, somebody comes to you and says, "Where is the aqidah of the Salaf?" So the aqidah of the Salaf fi al-asma'i wa sifati kada, fi al-Qur'an, fi al-jannah wa al-nar, fi al-ba'd, fi murtakib al-kabira, fi kada, fi... SubhanAllah. If that person really is a hizbi and dal, he's gonna know, he's gonna put a cross on your name. I can't deal with this guy anymore. But if you don't know, he's gonna call you to his dalala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us knowledge of the deen, of his deen, and the correct understanding of it, and to keep us firm upon the creed of the Salaf, and protect us from falling into any thing that opposes it. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslima kathira.
Amen.